As we continue our celebrations of Cook Islands Language Week 2021, we're joined now by Taiyo Makirere Nicholas. She travelled to New Zealand in 1974 after giving birth to her first child. She was brought up by her grandparents in Aitutaki. And according to Taiyo, her upbringing was hard, where discipline was the old way. While she thought bad of her grandparents back then, she only just realised that it was her own attitude and ways that caused her grandmother to be hard on her. She missed out on an opportunity to study at Te Reora College because her grandmother would not let her go. She moved to New Zealand to follow her husband and straight into a job with a catering company in Parnell. Coming from Aitutaki, Taiyo acknowledges the guidance of the late Roger and Rosie Blake. According to Taiyo, it was these two who prepared her for what to expect in New Zealand. The values of hard work she learnt from her grandparents helped her purchase her own house in New Zealand. Today, she is helping her own children to get theirs, and she became a board member for Tangaroa College between 1989 to 2011. Today, she's still helping out with culture at Tangaroa College. She believes teaching is easier through dance and culture, but parents have to show their support too by supporting school lessons from the home. She said she will keep doing what she's doing until she can't do it anymore. And amongst one of her many compositions is the famous Akatokamanava Nokwe. And she can correct me now with pronunciation while we welcome her to Pacific Days. Taiyo Makirere Nicholas, kia ora ana, me taki maata, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, mama.
Kia ora, nokwe.
Try that one again. Okay. So, thank you again for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Well, so much, you know, you've lived a long and full life and it's still going. Let's start with what you're currently doing at Tangaroa College, please, Mama, and about how you're helping there in terms of the cultural learnings with the cookie.
Coming to New Zealand, my purpose was to make a better life for me, not culture. And I lived in Herne Bay most of those years. And in Herne Bay, my two babies introduced me to Bayfield School, if I could teach there. And I teach there, but I didn't feel anything about it. And then I bought a house here in Otara. Anywhere not Otara, I wanted to buy a house. And 6 months later, after I bought my house, I realized my house is in Otara. So now I love Otara. I sleep Otara, I eat Otara. I love everything about Otara because I was one of those that looking inside and do not really know what's happening. So from there, my two bigger kids started college in Tangaroa, and that's how I got into there. But really back home, I don't know anything about making costumes. I do not know anything that much, but I think it's in my blood. It's in my blood. I remember climbing up trees and listening to all these mamas and papas under the trees eating mangoes and having conversation, exchanging ideas, and talking about how to carve a drum, how to carve a boat, and all that. So I think it's all from that. Automatically, all these things just came back, came back to me. And in 1987, I composed a song, and I... What the hell did I do? Where the hell did he come from? So little things, cultural things, start creeping into my body, into my soul, into my head, into my everything. So I just started from there and keep on going. And I observe. I'm a damn good observer. I love observing what's happening around me to better myself. I need to observe and collect the good things and enhance my future and for my children too. So I was collecting all this little knowledge and getting involved with Tangaroa College, asked to be nominated to be on a board. And I thought to myself, what the hell do I know about controlling a school? I don't know. I don't have any school. See, I don't have any qualification of any kind. But then when I went in there, I realized I have LOVE qualification. And that is what I have given Tangaroa, the best qualification that anybody could give. I love LOVE. I have given Tangaroa. And through that, everything cultural just fall. And I was fortunate also and rich enough to have my last grand uncle to be my tutor for the kōrero for the reo, and he's left me a book, a huge book with all the kōrero. Sad that he's gone, because some of the words in there I don't even understand myself. I do not understand. So what little he has given me, I will maintain those little and make it aware to our next generation. What I'm teaching you is only a bit of what I know. Is it true or not true? That's your choice. That's exactly how I felt when my uncle was mentoring me. And I would say throughout that long journey, I felt the self-esteem. I became powerful. I became honest, and I want to teach amongst my people, don't lie. Don't lie about, oh, this and that, because it will come in a circle and it will bite you back in the butt, if I could say that. And be truthful. If you have been a thief during your kid, which I was, tell the truth to your kids, to everybody. Then you know along your way, on your road to wherever you're going, you got nothing to look back and be ashamed of, and so on and so on. And that has been, and I'm still looking for some more journey. I love some good journey.
So you've been doing this how many years? 30-plus years now?
Yes.
Okay. So what is it that still, you know, motivates you, especially working with, you know, each passing generation of, you know, young kuki to help impart the knowledge that you have?
I see a lot of our culture has been abused. Especially our dancing. Mm. Our dancing. The girls have gone Tahitian, Hawaiian, you know, and we need to address on that. But then in saying all that, I don't think we can claim the rightful way of dancing. Puka Puka was the last island to hold on to it, but slowly I see it's slowly moving away from the real traditional way of dancing. We have adopted the Hawaiian and the Tahitian. And then plus also as tutors, we need to clarify those things to the kids. To the kids when you tell them things. And to my surprise, one year a kid was asked about the coconut bra. Is it ours? And she said, yes. But it is not. It's not ours. We adopted that. Our bodies are covered. That's a traditional way of Cook Island performances, dances. Our bodies are covered. But for promotional, like, or for, that's fine, but you need to know the truth. And that is the truth. And that is why my journey will never end. I'm asking our people to teach it right. Teach it right. Give it to the next generation. And not only that, the next generation, it's all mixed culture. I've got Samoan grandchildren, and they're going to pass it on to their Samoan family the right way. The right way. I teach Samoan kids in Tangaroa. They learn the basics of Cook Island dancing. They learn the basics of Cook Island drumming. The drumming is, I could name three islands that compose a drumming. There's a Puka Puka, Aitutaki, and Manihiki. All the other islands, I do not know. But if I am wrong, please bring it on. Talk to me later. See me and stop me and tell me that I'm wrong. But before you do that, you make sure you got the right beats when you bring. Because in Aitutaki, I will talk for Aitutaki. In our drummings are composed from our chant. Mm. And the chant that come from a story of certain story that happened, a legend from our island. That's how I know all the Aitutaki. You beat Aitutaki beat anywhere and put another name to it, I can come and identify that, because those are some of the cultural teaching that my grand uncle taught me.
Mamataia, you talk about a chant. Can you give us an example of a well-known, you know, Aitutaki chant now?
This is a coronation chant for donkey years, for generations, for how many years, when we coronate our kings, our arikis. He goes like this. That is when we start chanting for our ariki to be taken forward, to be crowned. But nowadays, everybody's using it when they jump around. So
it's using it wrong, incorrectly, would you say?
No, no, the wording are fine, but for not the right...
The context.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
For the right reason. Mm. And in saying that also, it's not the outside island that are doing it wrong. It's our own people too. It's our own people too. So the authentic of that chance amongst our people, it's gone. So many of our people would not even fight or claim it back because it's gone viral.
It's a good point that you bring up too, Mama, because, you know, you hear across a lot of many cultures where, you know, you might get some people saying, well, you know, we modernise it to make it more palatable, acceptable for a modern, you know, for modern audience.
I hear that a lot.
But what are your thoughts on that?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, modernising some of them, make your own.
Yeah,
from the beginning to the end, modernise yours.
No.
Do not pick anybody else's music or song and then modernize it for yourself. No, I do not believe in that. As a composer myself, I get really, really fired up when I hear you abuse my song. Yeah, that's a word, abuse.
Abuse, okay. Now, composing, because now, how do we say your famous composition, the name of the song?
Akatoka Manawa.
Akatoka Manawa.
That's another name for Mauke.
Okay. How did it come about?
I used to teach Tangaroa kids and kids around me to compete in dancing competition held by Papa Jacob Sampson. And this particular year, I got about four boys and four girls, and that was a handful. So this girl is a great-grandniece of mine, but her mom is Mauke Ajitake also. And I put her in the heat, and she came first. And when she came on Saturday, Sunday, I composed a song. And she doesn't want to go Akatoka Manawa. She wants to go Araura on her father's side. But her brother is already, her brother is a champion dancer of the college, international, the brother. And he takes Araura. And I said to her, no, you're not. You're going to take either Maniki, because your father also come from there. But I searched and I searched. I couldn't fit all these songs together. Akatoka Manawa to me has always been a beautiful, beautiful word. And it's about your ngaka, your pukuatu. That's Akatoka Manawa means. It's about your pukuatu.
Your what? Your soul? Your what?
Your heart.
Your heart, okay.
Yes. So I tried very, and looking at her, she's only tiny, very tiny girl. And I composed the song and get the thing every day. So I gave my two cousins and the mother and everybody else to take the song and teach her. And she came first. Yeah.
Now, Mama, I'm sorry because we're nearing the end of our time. Can you please give a message to our listeners, our Cook Island community watching online, tuning in, you know, radio, whatever, about Cook Island's Language Week, and especially, as always, for our young kuki, you know, who to learn more about their culture, their identity. Because I love how you said when you came over, it's like you almost didn't have value for the culture.
I did not. I didn't.
But what changed for you that you can now pass on to the next generation?
What changed me is since I started to perform and teach the way of dancing without really acknowledging the reo. And then I was made to hear and see that my reo is disappearing. And that woke me up. And I hope for the next generation, that's all we have to say. I hope that you hear, and because otherwise I see a lot of our children now are just taking it as a joke. I can say that because my kids sometimes take it as a joke, but I never, like my grandmother did to me and smacked me to listen. I'll do the same to them. It doesn't matter how old are you, get on your knees and smack them to learn. If that's the only way I could get them to learn. Mm. And no reira, I can not say for all of us, I'm only one, but te koto, te koto te katau e te irinaki e, te ngaro ni ta tatou reo, me kare koto, me kare tatou, e api ta tatou anau te autarai tō tatou reo, kangaro. And who are you to say yare, e kuka areni koe, kare koe ki te autara kuki ainen. That's all I have to say.
Mama Taiyau, just quickly, maybe a little bit of one of your compositions to finish off our time this afternoon, please. Is that okay?
Yep. Fine.
Right now?
Right now.
You?
On me?
Yes.
Well, not that one. There's another one.
Okay, well, give us a little bit of a...
Ararau Inua. It's in there. You want me to sing?
Yes, sing a little bit of it, please.
That's one thing, I don't have a voice.
Are you aware? Well, maybe, okay.
No aturai te no o nei au, ki te enua o te taike, te rangi te moana, te ve e ia taua, te pe e a mai rakoe, e ararau enua.
Cut. Taiyau makirere Nicholas. Me taki ma ata mama. So blessed today. Thank you so much. Bless you. Ka kite rā.